This is the South Washington County Bulletin Podcast for March 28, and I'm Managing Editor Patricia Dre Bussey. Today I'll talk with reporters John Avis and Tony Lambert about how the slowing economy is affecting local residents and city coffers. But first, here's a news summary. A former employee at the Cottage Grove Starbucks filed a lawsuit against the coffee retailer Thursday in Washington County District Court, alleging that it illegally forced her to share tips with shift supervisors when she worked there. The employee, Sandra Delsing, wants to make the lawsuit class action to include all Minnesota Starbucks employees who have worked non-managerial jobs since March of 2005. A class of Starbucks employees won a similar case in California in March when a judge ruled that the company refund employees more than $100 million in lost tips. In a statement, Starbucks said the California lawsuit and others are mischaracterizing its policies and that the company will vigorously fight all such suits. St. Paul Park narrowed its search for a new city administrator down to five, and the public was invited to sit in as the city council questions the finalists on Saturday. Finalists are Craig Clark, town administrator in Clayton, Wisconsin; Craig Dawson, city administrator and clerk in Shorewood, Minnesota; Michael DeRosia, city administrator in Pierres, Minnesota; Joel Erickson, city administrator in Lonsdale, Minnesota; and Kevin Walsh, assistant city administrator in Minnetrista, Minnesota. The owner of Las Margaritas died Tuesday from injuries he sustained in a motorcycle accident on March 20. Hector Leo Castro was a 34-year-old Hastings resident. The accident happened on Windham Hills Drive in Hastings. A witness reported that Castro lost control of the motorcycle after making a turn. He wasn't wearing a helmet, according to police. The High School Attendance Boundary Task Force decided Tuesday to detach its plans from those previously made for elementary and middle schools, leaving it up to the school board to decide which plans to put together. In two of the high school plans, students from St. Paul Park would go to Eastridge High School. Some St. Paul Park parents told the task force through email and petitions that they resent being labeled low income and having their students sent to East Ridge to add socioeconomic diversity to the school. For more on these stories and others, pick up the April 2 South Washington County Bulletin or visit our website, www.swcbulletin.com. Next, I'll talk with St. Paul Park reporter Tony Lambert and Cottage Grove reporter John Avis about how the struggling economy is affecting people in South Washington County.
Well, we've heard a lot about the economic slowdown, especially the housing market. What are you hearing local officials in Cottage Grove saying about how declining property values are affecting the city's budget, John?
Well, it looks like this year will be similar to last year. They're going to try and limit new expenditures and drive down the property tax rate, but next year, 2009, looks to be the difficult year. They're really, really concerned about that.
Why is 2009 looking tougher than now?
The forecast is that things aren't going to get any better this year, which means another year of slow growth and declining values, which adds up to an even tougher year, I suppose.
What about St. Paul Park? Is the story the same there?
Well, pretty much. I asked City Administrator Barry Sitlow before he retired this week about the economic future of St. Paul Park, and he said 3 years ago he would have been very optimistic, considering that the city was planning for a large housing development and new tax dollars. But the current economic situation will obviously put a dent in that picture. He said the city council may have to reconsider its long-term road reconstruction project, and no road projects are planned this year or next year, except seal coating in one neighborhood and refurbishing of a well number four. And the city was in the process of refunding homeowners who paid more for past road reconstruction mm-hmm. projects before the assessment policy was changed, and since the city will probably see less tax revenues this year, those refunds will probably be paid out more slowly, and Sitlow said they may even have to reconsider that assessment policy.
Huh. Wow. Because when he said that they might be changing the long-term, their long-term road reconstruction plan, does that mean that roads just wouldn't get done as fast, or that, or was he talking specifically about the assessment policy that they might
change? Well, he was talking about both, actually. He didn't think the assessment policy, he said the assessments refunds probably would slow down because they're not going to have the tax revenue. And as far as the road reconstruction, I asked him if there were any roads really left that were bad, and he said there are still a lot of substandard roads that need work, but they're not planned. They're not planned to be done next year, mm-hmm. or even this year.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Have either of the cities made any major cutbacks or made plans to do so?
Well, Cottage Grove has placed a freeze on hiring to fill 7 positions that are vacant right now. Well, actually, they're going to hire one back in October, but other than that, they're going to leave six staff positions empty in an attempt to save money. And they're also pushing back plans for a new city hall, police department, or building till the middle of next decade. The hope was that that would be something towards the end of this decade, but City Administrator Ryan Schrader said that does not look likely at all.
Hmm. Also, more 2020?
2015? I think they mentioned 2015 or 2016 at the very earliest. But you know, that will vary, obviously, based on how the next few years look.
Interesting.
I know St. Paul Park is getting ready to start its budget talks, but I haven't heard anything about cutbacks other than on the road reconstruction.
Mm-hmm. Cottage Grove is in the midst of a kind of large project, the Ice Arena expansion, which is now costing quite a bit more than originally expected. Did the City Council consider holding off on or even canceling that project?
City Administrator Schrader said that they could have held off. And I talked to him in probably December, and he said if the bids come in too much higher than expected, they will. But they believe that they're in a positive bidding environment, one where they're going to get better bids on materials than they would in another period of time. So they decided to go ahead with it, and
because of the construction slowdown.
Yeah, they think that things are going to come in cheaper, and in some cases it has, and in other cases it hasn't paid off so much. So they're kind of. It seems, looking at the bids that come in, like it's evened out, that they're still kind of stuck at about $6.8 million, mm-hmm. or a little above $6.8
million. Hmm. Interesting. And you also wrote this week about foreclosures in Cottage Grove. How many have there been so far this year?
I don't have the latest figures for Cottage Grove, but in the county, there were 53 total as of, I want to say, last week.
Okay.
So they're projecting over 1,000 this year. There were about 830 last year, so they don't expect that to slow down any either.
Wow. And are there any concentrations, at least in Cottage Grove, are there concentrations of the foreclosed homes?
City officials have said that actually they're pretty spread out throughout the city, so it doesn't appear in Cottage Grove to be a socioeconomic issue, that it's pretty evenly spread out throughout town.
And is there anything being done right now to try to help local people stay in their homes?
Well, locally there's the Housing and Redevelopment Authority, it's run by Washington County, that's in St. Paul Park. They have a mortgage foreclosure counseling service that is run by the Home Ownership Center, and that's in St. Paul, and they also have independent counselors that you can call and get assistance, kind of a plan of action. They recommend calling the lender if you miss a payment, or even if you fear you may miss a payment, and they can also advocate on your behalf. So there are a lot of options out there for people.
All right. Well, Tony and John, thank you very much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you have comments on this podcast, please email them to editor@swcbulletin.com. Thanks for listening.